This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, I want to go to Luke and Jason and Gary and Zach and Sherry and others. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. Obviously, I need to take a breath because the last hour was just incredible how much we covered. I've got a bunch of clips I want to get to, how they're planning to try to steal the election. We've got a clear vision now of what they're preparing the public mind for. And it's the preconditioning that's the tell on one of their major attack profile strategies. We've got Hillary should be indicted, but she can't be. Basically, she could probably, you know, like I said, kill children on the White House lawn with a battle axe. And they would say she was giving blood to Mother Earth because she controls the Justice Department. And that's what comes out in the email. She's coordinating the Justice Department, telling them what to do, telling the State Department what to do. Even after she's out of office, she's running the whole show. She's got her people in there. It's them paper play. Foreign governments, individuals, people getting $9 billion lawsuit shut down, you know, giving her money. It's all in the new emails. They're up on InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Incredible. I'm going to start your calls now, but I'm going to go back to this Joy Behar thing, calling the women that were there at the event tramps. I guess that includes the little lady that was raped when she was 12 and in a coma for what, 5 days? That Hillary represented? She represented the pedophile? And she sat there and said, you liked it. You wanted it, didn't you? I mean, I there's no way I could be a defense attorney and represent pedophiles when you know they're guilty, which she later admitted, and you know, she got the guy off. It was just on probation, but her light sentence, I'm going to go back to the history of it, but like giggling and laughing about it and sitting there and telling a little girl on the stand, you wanted it, didn't you? I mean, it's just like she hangs out with Aberdeen, his mom's a creepazoid, and she's all creepy looking and acts creepy. Just a creepy weirdo with flies landing on her, and she ribbits and barks like a dog and stinks, reportedly. The Secret Service says she smells like a sewer. Jason in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing, man?
Good, my friend.
Oh, man, I've been trying to get on air since the RNC, man. I can't believe how big the radio show is getting here lately. It's awesome.
Well, to be clear, the network that I'm on, that I use as a satellite carrier with the great John Harmon up there in Minnesota, just to be clear, since you brought this up, it has 6 phone lines. We have 15 phone lines, potentially. It's digital. We got 23,000 phone calls the other night that came into the system. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah. Just real quick, I know a while back you were talking about the copyright of Make America Great Again. Bobby Bones is a radio show host out of Tennessee, or out of Nashville. His producer put a $1,000 bet down on Trump winning the election last year when it was 50-1. And so if Trump wins, he's going to get $50,000. Well, Bobby Bones found out that Make America Great Again was not copyrighted, so he copyrighted it and held it for ransom to Donald Trump to get a donation to St. Jude. So if y'all want to check that out, that's the backstory of that. Then Hillary Clinton hates all of us, which we know, and her hate is nothing but just a summary of the hate of the people that are pulling the puppet strings. She's just doing what the bigger haters are doing. And that's why I got a plea for Mr. Trump. I've been wanting to talk to him if I could. Mr. Trump, I'm a 37-year-old husband, 15 years to an African-American woman. I'm a white male. We have 5 kids. I'm not on assistance. I'm the only one that works, and it is a struggle. I've been watching Trump since I was 10 years old, and he's been a champion to me since I first met him through the WWE, watching him on TV.
Well, brother, that's awesome. God bless you. I got to jump, and thank you, Jason. I wanted to get into leaked emails, but we'll do that with some other callers. Very interesting, though. Thank you. More calls straight ahead on Alex Jones.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4, and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
The right-wing smear machine has gotten Alex Jonesified this election cycle.
There's a guy named Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
From InfoWars.
From InfoWars.
Yeah.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
One of those guys who believes Bigfoot was responsible for 9/11.
I heard that on Alex Jones, so it's true.
Claims that 9/11 and the Oklahoma City bombings were inside jobs.
The conspiracy du jour, Hillary Clinton is harboring a secret medical condition.
You just had to keep digging, didn't you, Alex?
I heard it on Alex Jones, so I know it's Jones.
Google is being accused of hiding negative stories about Hillary and her campaign by changing its algorithm to bury stories like the Clinton body count story. That's according to website InfoWars.
And this really, this is so disgusting.
The juice of these pickles is on you, Alex Jones.
It goes right from Alex Jones, and it shows up in Donald Trump's mouth.
Hillary Clinton created ISIS with Obama.
The very fringe of the conspiracy movement, like Alex Jones, are being kind of incorporated into the campaign.
If Trump gets elected, he's going to be Secretary of Defense.
I think that Alex Jones is a lunatic.
Move, bitch! Get out the way!
Bill Clinton is a rapist, Infowars.com.
Bill Clinton is a rapist!
Bill Clinton is a rapist. Infowars.com. Infowars.com. Bill Clinton's a rapist.
The New World Order sends its regards.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
It's Alex Jones.
Now, here's the huge news on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And it's out of Bloomberg. It's out of the Daily Caller. It's Associated Press. This is confirmed in the data dump, the latest by WikiLeaks. Just in, State Department is coordinating email release when the Clinton campaign had discussions with the DOJ. Again, that's Clinton with the DOJ and the State Department, an agency she's never been in and another agency she formerly headed, getting directives from her. Totally illegal. And we've got the emails to the media and emails to comedians and all the rest of them. Now, remember Debbie Wasserman Schultz. And then you've got the new chair of the DNC. That's in the new emails that have come out. Remember she cryptically said, I've taken over to finish the job we started? They don't even hide it. They say to the public, of course the DNC wasn't rigged for Hillary. Then they say, of course it's rigged. And then we have the emails out of the New York Observer breaking DNC chief Donna Brazile leaked Sanders info to Clinton campaign. Of course, they were all in there working against him. They stole the delegates. They created the superdelegates. They admitted it. Sanders was winning by 70, 80% in almost every state. It was ridiculous. He'd have 20,000 people. She'd have 100, 200. She's got a couple hundred now when she has events. There's more people on the stage behind her than there are in front of her. And now one of our listeners got up behind yesterday Hillary. She wasn't going to do any rallies, but she just showed up. Clinton suggests intervention for protester wearing Bill Clinton rape shirt. Now, for TV viewers, you can see this. Radio listeners, I'll describe it. First, we'll show the video shot on a cell phone of him right behind Hillary when he's taken up by the police. Then she says, we need to have an intervention out in the parking lot for this poor man. Because, see, there's no way he can be deplorable. I mean, he's a black man, and they belong to the party of the KKK. You're not getting off her plantation. So she says, after he's drug out by the police, and I thought the police are all evil, Hillary, but now you called on them to have him taken out. Imagine if we had a black man being taken out of a Trump rally for doing a disturbance. See, the media's like, what Jones is doing is so horrible doing this. You people at the DNC and George Soros sent folks in to be violent, it came out in the emails, and to blame Bernie Sanders. I'm not even doing a third of what you're doing. What I'm doing is legal and lawful. We're up to like $30,000 I got to pay out now. It's bittersweet because we don't have a big extra budget, but I knew that they were going to come out and say that Trump was a racist. We knew this a year ago. I knew that they were going to come out and say that he was a rapist, all these R words. I knew he was going to pull all this, so we've just been attacking this whole thing with the truth. And I tell you, it's perfect timing with all the Bill Clinton rape stuff coming out. Oh, CNN says it's a conspiracy theory that Bill Clinton ever sexually assaulted women. He settled cases. I've interviewed at least four women that say he raped them. I mean, these are women like in the governor's mansion, in the U.S. Capitol. I mean, he'll come in a cloakroom, lock the door, shove you up against the wall and rape you. There it is. CNN panelists, Bill Clinton sexual abusers are conspiracy theory, which the Clintons, again, in their own emails, tell the media to say. Remember, it's a conspiracy theory that her email was even hacked. Remember just, what was it? 6-7 months ago, one of our reporters asked her about her email and said it was reportedly hacked, our source said. And she said, oh, no, it was never hacked, when she knew it was hacked. Notice it's all come out. She was hacked. It came out in July. Oh, something else we told you about, something else we had sources on that were correct. And we were told by a federal source on the road, look to hear that her email's been hacked. Look for that. Look for ramps on a black ambulance. Look for her falling down. Look for her at a medical tent. We went, we looked, we found. You found. You looked, you found. Just questioning these liars. And we have in the emails their high-level campaign staff meeting saying the public is waking up. The public, what's the exact words? I covered it like a bunch in the last hour. Let me give you the exact words. It's up on InfoWars.com. How they want to keep us in a sleeping state. All right, let's start getting some clips, then right back to your phone calls. There's so many of these. Let's play Hillary on the intervention.
So, that gentleman out and stages an intervention. He clearly has not been following this election very closely.
Okay, so there are info warriors taking action, getting the info out. It's so funny. Bill Clinton's a rapist. Ha ha ha. Let's have an intervention. Not for the rapist, not for all your crimes, not for you finding jihadis, but for him. Now let's go ahead. You know, big confidence games up there smiling. You know, notice in the debate she had to sit down most of the time. Since I mentioned it, here it is. CNN panelist Bill Clinton's sexual abusers are conspiracy theorists, and that ties into this huge new bombshell. New York City Democratic Election Commissioner. This isn't a commission member. This is the commissioner at a Democratic Party gala bragging about how they bus people around and have them vote at each polling place. What did Larry Nichols, who used to do this in Arkansas for the Clintons, say they do? They love a bunch of homeless people. They feed them the names of dead people or folks they know aren't voting. They walk them into Democrat-controlled precincts, and they vote over and over again, generally 10 times in a day. It takes 15, 20 minutes to vote, then they drive you another place, they feed you meals, and they give you $50 to $100. Sometimes they give people liquor. Remember what happened with Veritas, Project Veritas, that got this as well, James O'Keefe? When they walk into Akron and go, I'm running child sex slaves. How do I do that? Oh, well, just make sure you pay your taxes and you can run that sex slave. Let us help you set that up right now. And he went into facility after facility. This is what we're dealing with. Our people that are just, it's just lawlessness. And it's just out in the open. And this guy is just talking about it like it's no big deal. This is the head of it. But first, Bill Clinton's sexual abusers are conspiracy theorists. CNN, here it is.
So, Jackie, the right? The irony is that with Bill Clinton, you have him never acknowledging any of those allegations. You had Donald Trump, in his own words, admitting that he had done the kinds of things he's accusing Clinton of. Does that work with anybody outside the people who will never vote for anyone but Trump?
No. Bill Clinton is not on the ballot. Hillary Clinton is on the ballot. A lot of the things Trump says about the 90s, about Bill Clinton, comes straight out of conspiracy theory land. Things that are in Ed Klein's book, that Roger Stone says. So, no, I don't think it matters.
She was co-president. That's admitted. Now she's going to be back in. They vacation with the Bushes. She is the bimbo eruption expert that went out and suppressed the women, just like Behar's bullying them, calling them tramps. You guys are shameful. Trump, in an edited tape, shot his mouth off about how women were throwing themselves on him. He could do whatever he wanted. He wasn't saying, I'm going out assaulting women. He said, they throw themselves on you. You can just do that, and they don't even care. You know, and it's untasteful. I don't like it. But we're dealing with the Clintons here, who absolutely hate him, and the whole world government, for a good reason. Now, let's start playing part of this Project Veritas piece. The full thing's on Infowars.com. We'll go out to break here in a minute and a half. New York City Democratic Election Commissioner, Alan Skuckelin, how do you pronounce that? Is caught on camera at the United Federation of Teachers holiday party admitting there is widespread voter fraud in New York City. Here it is.
I think there's a lot of voter fraud.
Skulking.
Oh, like minority neighborhoods, like black neighborhoods and Hispanic.
city assembly.
They use minorities like a
train. They get busted. They move people around.
But New York doesn't have voter ID laws, right? New York?
No, you can't. You cannot ask.
They what?
They can't ask for voter ID.
Why is that? They can't.
The law. The law says you can't ask.
See, I don't even think this guy is probably involved in one of the
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enables my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. I took a One World Way shake with the oil when I got home. It took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been giving your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
It's a conspiracy theory, huh, that there's election fraud. It doesn't exist, but now they've got to federalize the elections to stop the Russians and Alex Jones and Trump stealing it. Well, Mr. Skorkin, who is the election commissioner in New York, I'm not saying he's involved in fraud. I'm saying the Democrats he's talking about are. And he's admitting he thinks you should have to have an ID and there's total fraud going on, but that he doesn't want to say it on camera. Well, you got caught on camera. And he goes into the fact that it's just over the top. Elections officials caught on video blasting de Blasio's ID program. Well, just admitting there's total election fraud, total voter fraud. Now, you can say, well, retail fraud is individuals, but this is election fraud. When you organize people in mass to engage in fraud, that is election fraud, not voter fraud. Voter fraud is one person. Election fraud is electronic or organized individuals with lists, so that's electronic too, of dead people or folks you know have not been voting in a while, but you vote in their stead, and they don't know they're out voting for you. And it's happening all over the battleground states. Now, we're about to break some really, really big news here. I tell you, a lot of times with big news, I will choose to let another outlet put it out just because if I think they have more credibility on the subject, I will let them put it out. I've been sitting on this for a week and waiting for other folks, and it was going to be put out through somebody else, and then I was told it's being put out through someone else now, so we've been asked to go ahead and put it out. We're going to put it out at the start of the next segment. The article's going up on InfoWars.com in the next minute, so you'll need to hit refresh, then we're going to add some background to the story, but we're going to go ahead and put it out right now, and that is the untold story of Danny Williams, banished, who was told his whole life that Bill Clinton was his father. Bill Clinton sent $700 a month to him, sent him presents, told Hillary shut up at the house and told the mother, I'll have you put in prison if you don't stop doing this. And so this is the untold story of Danny Williams coming up a little bit later in this hour, but the video will be posted in the next minute or two to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We'll tweet it out at Real Alex Jones, and you will also want to obviously share this with others because they're going to try to probably take it down. In fact, it just went live. It went live so fast. I was told during the last break that, oh, that's the one from a few days ago, yes. Hillary Clinton had Bill's mixed race son banished. African-American voters will go to Trump in droves after Clinton is exposed. I have another former chef of the Clintons who heard her calling black people the N-word. And again, I've only heard the N-word out of Democrats behind closed doors. It's like something they do. It's really weird. They'll say, hey, want some of these? And you learn stuff from them. I didn't know you called these nuts N-word toes. Or you'll argue with some Democrat, they'll go, don't you talk to me like a... I mean, this has happened to me over and over again. Black Democrats, white Democrats, it's like, whoa. But I guess that's where the KKK came from. I just... Everything is so upside down. I don't even know what to think anymore. I grew up so blind to the racism stuff because it just wasn't going on in my family. I mean, that's the reason I'm so annoyed by it, by racist black people and others and Hispanics that say I'm bad because I'm white. It's just a mess. It's a total mess. Your calls are coming up. I'll get to all of this, but the Danny Williams is going up here in just the next few minutes to InfoWars.com. His statement on his father wanting to get to know Bill Clinton, wanting to have a DNA test. We're going to push some other things today as well, and big surprises tomorrow. And the next day. So just look for that here at InfoWars.com and a syndicated radio broadcast. But let's go out to break with the head of elections, the head of commissioner in New York City, talking to Project Veritas. The full clip's on InfoWars.com. Here it is.
You know, I don't think it's too much to make a show. Some kind of an ID.
Yeah. I mean, why not? I mean, you have to show an ID for everything else.
All right. You go into a building, you got to show your ID.
That's where I was going next after calls. Think about this. Look at the article at InfoWars.com. Poll that claims Hillary 11 point ahead, run by Clinton ally, paid off by her super PAC. But that's nothing. Look at this little sweetie pie. New York Times. Early voting could hand election to Hillary Clinton well before November 8. This does two things. It makes you think there's no hope because he's now going to lose Florida with no evidence. They say preliminary info shows she's a little bit ahead. Yeah, all the absentee voting, all the dead people voting. The buses driving around. So here's the perception he's losing, and then gets you ready for the theft while in New York, Florida, and other areas. All these absentee ballots just show up with all these names on them, magically stuffed by the Democratic Party machine that's famous for this. So how do we fight back against the theft of our republic in front of us in broad daylight? Stay with us. The Danny Williams
We're
info
on the
coming
march.
Up.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Talk show host is Alex Jones. He's a conspiracy theorist.
Radio talk show host Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
His name is Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
Radio talk show host and conspiracy theorist Alex Jones.
Alex Jones, the nut job radio guy.
Talk show host Alex Jones.
A man who trades in such sinister conspiracy theories, you have to wonder if he really believes half of what he says.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
Hate speech. Can anything be done to stop the hatred?
I think Alex was the one who took the pro-gun position.
1776 will commence again if you try to take off firearms.
I don't want that man to have a gun.
Alex Jones is a 9/11 truther.
That conspiracy theory comes from the mother of all conspiracy theories. It's an internet talk show called InfoWars.
I heard that on Alex Jones, so it's
Dave.
True.
Dave?
I heard it on Alex Jones, so I know it's true.
You're making some very serious allegations against the U.S. government, saying that they stage attacks, they allow them to occur in the United States against U.S. citizens. Alex Jones may sound crazy.
I think that Alex Jones is a lunatic.
That man's a threat to this country.
He's a conspiracy theorist.
Deeply, I think, racist.
I just got called racist by MSNBC.
He's considered legit among the crazy.
Challenge Alex Jones to a boxing match, show up with a semi-automatic that you got legally, and pop him.
I'd love to see that. In uniform.
Keep shoving lies at your audience, jackasses.
I like that guy.
That is the best.
We have gangsters running this country. Criminals, gangsters.
The bigger this war gets, the more freedoms we lose.
We have a fog that is descended upon our entire nation.
The globalists are going to blow stuff up and blame it on you.
Well, Hillary's the one who runs the cover-up.
Everything you've heard us talk about is now going to unfold in triplicate spades.
Is it real as it gets?
I had a Supreme Court justice tell me to my face, it's over for me. I said, Matt, it's over for you. They've got the votes now to enforce copyright law. You're out of there.
You want it, baby? You're about to get it.
We did meet the British at Concord Bridge to serve tea, be tolerant, and see how many guns or what kind of guns they came to take. We met them at Concord Bridge, and we blew their punk-ass brains out.
InfoWars has been able to break every record, infiltrate every operation, blow the criminal cover of operatives more than any other institution out there of freedom. And I'm so proud of that.
The notion that Hillary has somehow been an advocate for women. No, Bill rapes them physically, and then Hillary rapes them psychologically.
I hope the enemies of this broadcast, when you lie about us, when you censor us, when you attack us, when you delist us, when you do that, you're signing on to the other side.
These people are of the devil. Let's be very blunt about this.
Raise hell and demand accountability.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate, criminal government in American history.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
The crowd is now moving forward toward the barrier. The police have been telling everybody they're going to shoot if we don't move back.
Their defeat will be ultimately a crushing one.
Alex Jones here in studio. We're halfway into this worldwide broadcast. Your calls are coming up. We have a guest joining us as well a little bit later in the next hour. Owen Schroyer, InfoWars.com reporter, who just got back from the debates the other night with incredible triggering of leftists and the fact that they have no common sense and were basically unable to defend their positions, except a few of them had to admit that they know Hillary Clinton covered up for Bill and is a predator and a criminal. It's just that Trump's a racist because he said all Mexicans are rapists. Isn't that interesting when he said a lot of criminals and rapists and robbers are coming over? Just like criminals from the U.S. run to Mexico. He never said that, but this is how they operate. This is what they do. So, we're going to be breaking all of that down coming up. But first, top story on drudgereport.com. Clinton's son speaks. And we're writing a larger article around this right now. We have been working with folks closely associated with Mr. Williams. And we're going to hold off until tomorrow with this. But there's a lot of things obviously going on and things afoot. And so we were told drop the hammer now. So this was 10 minutes ago, talking to Williams and others. I'm just going to let you know that. And so, boom, this is his testimony, first ever seen. And it brings tears to my eyes because, listen, when I go see a movie like Kill the Messenger about Gary Webb, who won all those big awards for exposing CIA drug dealing, who's been exonerated. It was nauseating because I knew him well. He was going to come on the show and break his new book. I was talking to him weeks before he died. I know they killed him. They shot him twice in the head. And the media said it was a suicide. So, I mean, I've lived this, and I've lived 20 years ago having guest on about Danny Williams and the state police delivering $700 a month and Bill Clinton having Christmas presents delivered and Hillary coming and saying when he was a teenager, you know, you can't talk to Bill or get money anymore. I'll have you thrown in prison. So they've been speaking out since then. And it fits into all the other abused women and the rest of it. So I believe Mr. Williams' story. He looks like Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton is known to have a penchant for ladies across the board. And it fits into the entire paradigm. And so this is important. Now, they famously, in a newspaper ally of the Democratic Party, claimed that they had supplied a DNA test in the mid-90s. They did not do that. Then they said, oh, here's a test, but then it wasn't a DNA test. It was just completely made up. So we're about to premiere this 9-minute video where his reported son, alleged son, Danny Williams, is trying to reconnect with his father, Bill Clinton. Banished, the untold story of Danny Williams' search for his father. He's a father himself, hardworking man with a good record. And Black Lives Matter, unless you're Bill Clinton's illegitimate black son. And this goes back to criticisms of, you know, Thomas Jefferson not making, you know, the kids he had with black ladies, you know, his kids. So I guess he is William Jefferson Clinton, but not in a good way. You know, there was the good part of Jefferson, Thomas Jefferson, not the good part of William Jefferson. But Owen Troyer is here with us. Just a quick snapshot of this and your view of this about to break. And then we're about to premiere this for everybody. Again, it's powerful. What do you think?
Well, I think we can see really the fear in Bill Clinton right now. I mean, he's acting very neurotic. He's acting like he's really freaked out about all this.
Oh, yeah, let's put creepy rape stare shot from the other night up there.
Yeah, you've got that. You've got how he acts during his speeches. You've got even things that he's saying when he talks about Obamacare, about Hillary Clinton. It regularly happens where she faints. Oh, wait, no, it's not a regular thing. We had that weird email he sent out where there's an acronym, a secret message on the side that says stop her. So it's very strange what's going on with Bill Clinton. And this is kind of an approach that I take to all of this, Alex, that I don't understand why we wouldn't be seeing more of this. This is huge. If someone's accusing me of having an illegitimate son that's false, guess what? I'm going to do everything I can to put that to rest immediately. I'll go do a DNA test right now. I'll meet with you right now. Let's clear the air on this right now. Complete silence from the Clinton campaign. Nothing from Bill Clinton on this. And I think that Donald Trump should bring Danny Williams to the next debate as his special guest if Clinton does not address this before then.
Absolutely. Trying to go over the 1,000-plus emails, and WikiLeaks is now actually releasing stuff that will get her indicted if there's any justice, where they are saying, he's given us $1 million. We've got to shut down this $9 billion lawsuit. And then, okay, well, Chelsea's mad saying this is illegal. And it's Chelsea in here going, this is illegal. I don't want to do this. They're like, shut up, brat. I mean, you know, the other Democratic Party operatives, it's all there. And then high-level Democratic Party meetings where they're saying the public's starting to wake up. We got to keep them in the dark. I mean, this is powerful stuff.
Yeah, and this Danny Williams thing is so powerful because it puts to rest, or I guess it even sheds a light on, all the double standards coming from the left, specifically Hillary Clinton supporters or Black Lives Matter. You know, Hillary Clinton, again, it's like she said multiple times, any woman who says that they've been sexually abused need to be heard. She ignores all of
that. And then Joy Behar, getting the same talking points, calls them tramps, including a girl that was 12 years old, raped into a coma. And Hillary Clinton represented the guy knowing he was guilty and then told the little girl she was a liar and liked it. Now, we're going to go to this piece. It's up on InfoWars.com. If you're a radio listener, you're going to need to hear the audio of Danny Williams. If you're a TV viewer at InfoWars.com/show, and cable and UHF VF stations that are picking us up, you can see it. But the video is at InfoWars.com. It went live just a little while ago on Danny Williams' new channel. And we're about to premiere it here. It's on InfoWars.com. That's where it was first posted. And you can go see it, share it, get it out to folks, copy it to your channel, whatever. The point is we need to spread this. We need to put this on Facebook right now as well. So spread this to the four winds. It's the top link at drudgereport.com. That's the easiest place to find it. And share it. We're going to play this in its entirety, come back, comment on it, and go right to your calls. I know you've been holding, but we had to preempt you, obviously, callers, for something this big happening today. And just to be clear, we got a lot of background info we're about to publish as well. Talking to folks, I was told this was coming out today or tomorrow. Because I'm talking to these folks, but I'm obviously not in the mechanics of it all. They said, no, now's the time, go ahead. So that's why we are putting this out there. I didn't want to scoop anybody. We were just told that we've been decided, to, you know, that of all the media and the Daily Mail and everybody else, World Net Daily, that they wanted to give it to us. So we're doing it. And so we're just following his wishes. So Mr. Williams wanted us to put it out. We're putting it out right now. Here it is, premiered at InfoWars.com and DrudgeReport.com. Here it is. Banished is the name. That's the story of Danny Williams.
I have no doubt that I am Bill Clinton's son. It was common knowledge. Everyone in Arkansas knew. Everywhere I went, they pointed, it's Bill Clinton's son right there. He looked like him, don't he? The ears, the mouth, the chin, the teeth, the eyes, the nose. I see him in me. You can see a black Bill Clinton. When I brush my hair, I can see Bill Clinton with waves in his head. I always felt bad about him not wanting to be in my life. Was it because I was black? Was it something wrong with me? Why he don't want to be a part of me? It made me think of even sometimes suicide. It's not fair, and it has been hurtful. Yeah, he still refused to acknowledge me. Well, time was very hard, and my mom was a working girl on the streets. She was heavy on drugs.
My name is Lucia Bolton. My sister, Bobby, and Wendy, and Wendy's mother. She's a prostitute, and she, you know, hung around on the streets. I'll tell people names. She met him on the streets.
I was told that she was with him on 13 occasions. My mom went to prison and lost custody of us. My Aunt Lucille stepped up and gained guardianship of us. She raised us in Little Arkansas. At the time, we was from group home to house. My Aunt Lucille wanted to have a father in my life. As a small child, she took me to the governor mansion.
There was a car coming at the front gate, right? And the gate swings open. I ran up in there and ran behind the gate, okay?
She was trying to get him to accept me and notice me.
When I got to the door, I asked her, and the door slammed in my face.
Slammed the door in her face. This is Bill's son. He has a black son out here. Hillary, she had guys chase him off the property.
And I went to the guy
I read history. It basically goes back to the slave owners. When they have a child with one of their slaves and the wives try to have them banished off the plantation. What century is this? It just wasn't right.
Every child in this state is somebody because we're going to give them every chance we can.
And honestly, we were needing child support at the time. My mom was in prison.
We were poor, okay? We had nothing. Who's going to listen to us? Really?
My industry was working at a gas station.
We have no money to pay lawyers. And just shut us up.
My mom told me on a few occasions where she was threatened.
She didn't leave them alone because we're going to come up missing.
She was also pushed out a two-story window where she got a metal plate in her foot. To the day, she still feels scared of speaking.
And they were trying to get information about Bobby Williams' story so they can get her, you know, I guess the first one.
In fact, my mother did receive $700 bills a month in the mailbox. Even presents on Christmas that was delivered to my home by state troopers. So I felt he was trying to be a part of my life. And then when he became president, everything stopped. In 1995, when my father was president of the United States, the state of Arkansas put us in foster care. I lived in foster homes. It made me feel horrible because I know his child, Chelsea, was well taken care of, and we was house to house, hungry at nights. And to know that my father was the president, it hurts. Try to imagine that your own father refused to love you, refused to say that you exist. Knowing who my father was and that he was so close, yet so far away, made my pain unbearable. Growing up in Little Rock school district system, it was difficulties because you got gang members, drug activities at the schools. And I wanted more to life. I didn't want end up dead in the streets for nothing. Moving from home to home, not having a stable place to go. It came to a point in high school where I had to drop out to take care of my little sisters and brothers and make sure they were stable and able to go to school every day. I got a job full time at a donut shop my 11th grade year to support my sisters and brothers. If I had the love and support of my father, just stayed on me, made sure I had the best education, I feel I would have had a better life. In 1999, they tried to sweep me under the rug with Bill Clinton's friend publishing this phony DNA test. It never was a DNA test.
Roger Altman. Roger is a longtime friend of mine.
Just think about it. It was published in a tabloid owned by a donor of Bill Clinton. Even to this day, Megyn Kelly, Howard Kirk, they continue to quote this bogus DNA test, and it really hurts. I would love to see the DNA test done. Several times, I tried to reach out to the Clintons. People say all the time, you're going to get yourself killed dealing with the Clintons. I wrote letters to his library. I wrote letters to addresses I got off the internet. Even emailed him from Facebook on his Facebook pages. I never got any response back. Once in Little Rock, Arkansas, I visited the Clinton Library. I wanted to see how it felt to be in his presence, and he was speaking. But by the time we made it there, he was already gone. We took a tour through the library, and just to see all the things he'd done in the world, helping other kids in Haiti and, you know, all the other places, it just saddened me, because I never received any help from him. Hillary started running for president. She visited Little Rock at one of her campaign stops. I put myself right in front of the podium where she spoke. She was looking right at me, eye contact. In my heart, I was thinking she knew who I was.
I met with a small group of the Black Lives Matter activists.
It made me wonder, if she's saying Black Lives Matter, why I don't matter to her?
And I just felt for them.
I was going to introduce myself as Danny Williams, her husband's son, and her stepson.
You know, I am a new grandmother, in case you haven't heard.
I had these are questions to ask, you know, why?
We're going to do everything we can to make sure she has every opportunity.
As soon as she spoke, she got out of there. I didn't get to talk to my stepmom. I could never imagine having a child and not acknowledging him. I know how it feels to not have a parent in your life. I work construction. I am a person of faith. I take my kids to church every Sunday. I teach my sons how to keep bad language out your mouth, how to speak properly with yes sir and yes ma'am. Recently, I've been telling my kids that their grandfather was the president of the United States. And they're amazed by it. They're like, no, you know, is it for real? And I tell them, yes, you know, that is my father. And I'm going to make sure you get to meet him one day. Hillary, please do not deny I exist. I am your stepson. Chelsea is my sister. And Bill is my father.
Super predators. We have to bring them to heel.
I feel bad when Hillary called black people super predators and that we need to be brought to heel. I'm black. I'm real. I am her stepson. And I deserve the love that she has given Chelsea. We hear my stepmother tells the nation every day we're stronger together. They know who I am, and I know who I am. I have to meet my father. I have to know that he's willing to even accept me. I have to know that he, you know, like any child, I want to know my dad, and I want him to know me. I'm his only son in the world, and he's my only dad. We have to come together. We have to. If black lives truly matter to you, please contact me.
At Danny _ Williams. And we're going to put his Facebook up, obviously, that broke a few weeks ago as he went public there. We're going to link that in the article that's up on drudgereport.com. We're going to add that to there. I am the son of Bill Clinton. It's up on Infowars.com. It's the top story on drudgereport.com. Clinton's son, in quotes, speaks. And I've talked to, on record and off record, to the state police. People, by the way, have been killed for sniffing around about this story and others, just so you know. So Mr. Williams, I think, is in danger. I think everybody is. These are very dangerous people. I came, I saw, he died, and so did hundreds of thousands of people in North Africa. Now, that's Hillary for you. And Joy Behar, you know, and The View were calling the rape victims and people tramps for daring to go to the debate. And at the end of the clips that we have up on Infowars.com from The View a few days ago, yesterday morning, they put a cherry on top and say, it doesn't matter. You know, Hillary would never have been with Bill if she knew about all this. She was in charge of it. She chose him because he was flawed and she could control him. She's always been the boss. She has him under control. That's why she didn't defend him the other night. People couldn't believe it because it's all true. So we're going to play a short clip here of Joy Behar just to give you an idea of how they attack the victims and what they do. Here it is.
That's why when he brought up these allegations, I wonder if she missed the opportunity to address it in a way that the public would understand, that that's just not how you behave.
Well, see, the big issue.
I would like to apologize to those tramps that have slept with my husband. Maybe she could have said that.
Wait.
And then the New York Times calls Donald Trump saying, women throw themselves at me, I'm such a big star. That's how narcissistic and arrogant, I don't like it. Trump said he's grown a lot the last 11 years, but whatever. He's not selling missile seekers to communist Chinese and putting jihadis in to kill 200,000 Christians and sell five-year-olds into sex slavery. They're not making failed states everywhere. They're not sleeping in the same room with a daughter of the woman that runs basically the feminine side of the caliphate. I mean, you cannot make this up. And all the new emails about keeping us in the dark, creating race war, creating division. Owen Schroyer's riding a shotgun. I'm going to come back and take some of your calls. I had some big guests today, veterans that are here, with a movie coming out about battles that happened and stuff. But I've got to move them to the fourth hour. They can do it. They're also being interviewed by Joe Biggs, but that's got to be preempted. Invite them back because just too much is breaking. This was supposed to break tomorrow. And again, I'm not even in the soup. I was just told they wanted me to have one of the exclusives because Danny likes the show. He's been in contact with Joe Biggs, actually. He likes Joe Biggs' work and my work. And so I just been kind of a hands-off guy. If something falls in our lap, it does. I've known about the story 20 years, since he was like 10 years old. Williams knows that. And so look for more exclusives tomorrow. I'm just going to leave it at that for you. And what's more exclusive than a video of Danny Williams? Everybody can maybe do some math and what 2 + 2 equals. But briefly, this is an expensive operation to run. We just sent Owen up there with a crew to cover the big debates and got huge coverage, really important intel back to you and your family. We're your probe droids. We're out there around the world, around the country, ferreting, working, running around like madmen. And so, you know, a lot of folks say that Hillary works like a demon. Bill says that. Well, we work like a, I don't know, like dynamos around here. And I'm so proud of the crew and the work they're doing and you, the listeners, that help us and support us with the info and more. So briefly, I'm going to throw this out to folks. We need your support. And we're ending a big special today. It's 23% off on our flagship product, DNA Force. Cleans out the cells, the mitochondria. You can actually say that. There's 175 studies just on BioPQQ. It's an amazing formula. If it looks like it's expensive, leading competitors are $400, $500, you know, 4 or 5 times this, because just what's in a bottle costs $40 to $50 just for one of the ingredients. So our products usually have 60, 70, 80, 100% markup. That helps fund us. The average industry has a 3, 4, 5, or even 6 or 7 markup. So no one can get something like this because it'd be $600. We don't do that. Only place they sell things similar are, again, are medical clinics. They're not prescription, but people won't spend that money unless it's a doctor. Only place you get the next level nutraceuticals is at a doctor's office. We've decided to just go after the high-end clinics, offer stuff even better at 1/3 or 1/5 or 1/6 the price. InfoWarsLive.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. We can answer all your questions, take your order. Our new Biome Defense, amazing probiotics out, 2 different formulations. InfoWarsLive.com, InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back with hour number 3, straight ahead with the Danny Williams October surprise breaking here. Stay with us.
With only 27 fleeting days left until the election, we have entered the final countdown.
You're listening to Alex Jones.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.